Hey family, welcome back. I've really missed connecting with you, and I've been looking forward to sharing something important with you today. So let's dive right in. There's a message I feel compelled to share, especially for anyone out there feeling a bit misunderstood by those around them. It's about independence, your independence, and how it sometimes makes others uncomfortable. You see, there are people who prefer that you rely heavily on them. It makes them feel needed. But you? You've chosen a path where your trust isn't placed in others, but in God. You firmly believe that God is always there, watching over you, providing for you right when you need it. This deep faith means you don't panic or fret over the small stuff or even the big problems that life throws your way. Because you're not stressing or showing desperation, it bothers some people. Why? Because you don't turn to them. You don't ask them to fix your problems. You're not calling them up every time something goes slightly wrong, looking for guidance or a quick fix. You know that your true support, your unwavering help, comes from a higher power. And this self-sufficiency of yours, it threatens them. They struggle with the idea that you can be completely fine without their help. A clear sign of their discomfort is how they try to control situations or even you. They might not say it outright, but their actions speak volumes. They push, they meddle, perhaps thinking that if they can make you dependent on them, they will regain that feeling of being indispensable. People in your life often question you about your plans. They want to know where you're going, what you're doing, how you're handling things, and who's with you. It seems they can't just sit back, relax, and trust that you have everything under control. They're so wrapped up in keeping track of your actions that it appears they neglect to focus on their own lives. These frequent inquiries often concern topics that realistically shouldn't bother them, indicating that they're more than just curious. They're unnerved by your ability to manage on your own. This incessant questioning is a telltale sign that your independence threatens them. Particularly if you previously had a codependent dynamic with this person, whether it was with a family member like a parent or sibling or even a non-romantic relationship, they might struggle to adjust to the new you, the one who doesn't need their constant involvement. As you've matured and grown stronger in your faith, you've become increasingly capable of handling your affairs independently. The necessity to call upon them every time a challenge arises has significantly diminished. This evolution in your character and capabilities can unsettle them, as it shakes the foundational dynamics they had grown accustomed to. It challenges their need for control and their perceived importance in your life. This discomfort they experience is a direct reflection of how your personal growth and self-sufficiency are reshaping the relationship, introducing a new paradigm where you are not dependent on their approval or intervention to navigate your life's challenges and decisions. Praise be to God, you've reached an enlightening new level of understanding in your life. You've come to realize that you don't need to depend on others for rescue or support, because time and time again, God has shown He's more than capable of looking out for you. Through various challenges and situations, you've embraced the promise from Him. Call on me and I will rescue you. This powerful lesson has not only uplifted your spirit, but has also become a core guiding principle in your everyday life. As you continue to navigate through life's ups and downs independently, you might start noticing some changes in how certain people around you behave. This shift in their demeanor is a telling sign that your newfound independence has made them uncomfortable. It disturbs them to see you evolving, growing beyond the need for their help, something they once found security in. Your progress casts a spotlight on their own vulnerabilities, particularly if they are still heavily reliant on others for support. These behavioral changes can be indicators that you are encountering individuals who may be envious of your growth. They might feel threatened by your newfound ability to stand on your own two feet, something they themselves find challenging. Often, these are people who have always depended on others, like family members, and they struggle to understand how you've managed to forge a path to self-sufficiency. This situation can be challenging, but it also affirms the strength and independence you have developed through your faith and personal journey. Remember, you only need the Lord to guide and rescue you. Even in marriage, where spouses are there to support each other, it doesn't mean you should rely on others in a codependent way. You don't need to depend on those who derive satisfaction from your reliance on them. Your strength and independence are gifts, and it's important to recognize that your journey of growth is a testament to your faith and resilience. It's natural to think that someone would be happy for you if you've grown beyond being dependent on others and can handle things on your own. However, when they aren't supportive and you're left wondering why they didn't celebrate your growth, it becomes clear that their reaction stems from their own insecurities. They might question why you didn't call them for help, but the truth is, you didn't need to because God provided for you. God has shown you that you are capable of managing situations independently. The fact that some people aren't happy for you reveals their own dependency issues. They feel uncomfortable with your newfound independence because it challenges their sense of importance. They may feel insecure, thinking, "If I'm not needed, then what is my role?" But when you explain to them that you're grateful for their past support, but now have the resources to manage on your own, it can be unsettling for them. This realization can be upsetting for them because it suggests they no longer hold influence or control over your life, something they might have relied on to feel significant. It's important to recognize that this isn't a reflection on you, but rather on their own need for validation. It's crucial to pray for these individuals, helping them understand that they are valued, just perhaps not in the same ways as before. While they may feel upset that you don't need them, it's important for you to stay grounded in your independence and continue to trust God to provide for all your needs. Dependency on others can be unhealthy, especially if those people are dealing with their own issues. Relying on someone else can be risky if they aren't dependable or if they suddenly withdraw their support. It's best to trust in your own abilities and God's guidance, knowing that you are strong and capable on your own. So we should never place our complete trust and faith in anyone but ourselves and the divine. Always rely on God for guidance and support. It's important to maintain your independence and continually practice it. Avoid the habit of immediately calling someone to bail you out whenever something minor occurs in your life. Of course, there are situations where help is necessary. But maturity involves discerning when to seek assistance and when to handle things on your own. Don't be bothered if others are upset with your independence. They may feel that their only role in your life is to be depended upon, and that isn't healthy for either party. Continue to stand strong in your independence. Don't rely on others to do everything for you. Instead, figure things out for yourself. Make the necessary calls, find solutions, and learn to stand on your own two feet as a capable adult. This advice applies to everyone, regardless of gender. Being self-sufficient is key. Learn how to navigate life independently, knowing that people can sometimes disappoint. Keep your faith in Christ, and you will always find the support you need in times of trouble. It's crucial to place your trust in the right places, rather than relying too much on others. I hope this message resonates with those who need to hear it. Please like this video and subscribe to the channel, and I look forward to seeing you all in the next one. Take care.